good morning. Speaking of naughty, naughty, we have Ron Sturgeon in the studio with us. Hello, Ron.
Good morning.
You are a bit of an expert, which is why we have you in here to talk about sex. We got everybody's attention this morning.
Wow. I don't know if I'm an expert on sex, but I'm sure learning a lot.
You got a book.
Yep. Called Men Are Pigs.
Okay. Men Are Pigs. Tell me about that. Well, where'd you come up with that title?
Wow. It's a pretty crazy title, I guess. But, you know, I was married for 28 years, and then all of a sudden I was single, and boy, there's a good place to start learning about more sex.
So what makes men than pigs, in your opinion?
Yeah, well, when I was dating, what I found was a lot of women think men are pigs because they want sex. And that was a deal breaker for me when I was dating, because I think God made men different than women.
We're wired different.
Yeah, men want sex. Maybe women not so much. So if a woman thinks I'm a pig because I want sex, then it's a non-starter for me, because I just think that's normal.
Did you find that a lot with women, that they don't want sex?
Well, I think it's a cliche. Maybe they don't really believe it, but they say it because it sounds good and it's easy to say.
It sounds good in church.
Yeah, sounds real good in church. And by the way, I make the point in the book that men aren't pigs because they want sex. Men are pigs because they don't send flowers, and because they don't open the door for you, and because they don't treat you like a lady. That's what makes a man a pig. You know, the other thing, when I was single, I used to tell girls, I'm a pig, and I know I'm a pig, and I'm rehab, so that makes me a better pig than all the other pigs.
That wouldn't turn them off?
No, they love that.
Is that one of your lines?
I guess it could be a good line.
Do you have lines in the book that you pick up lines, or is this a pickup book?
No, it's not really a pickup book. It's about how to find a woman that meets your sexual appetite, that you're a good fit with, so you can have a good relationship.
Okay, I've read the book. Give me some of the 27 traits of women now that need, you say need sex, not just want it, but need it.
Yeah, and need's the operative word too, because most women want sex to some degree. But you know, men, we need sex. When we don't get sex, we get irritable. You know, some of the women, I'm convinced, actually do need sex. They're more like a man. And I'm not a doctor, but maybe they just have a little bit too much testosterone.
In your research, you found women that there were specific traits of women that needed sex. Can you give us a couple of those?
Well, when I was interviewing guys, I'd ask them, well, did you ever have a crazy woman? And of course, everybody had one in college. Or they'd say, oh, yeah. And they'd say, well, was there anything different about her?
Yeah.
And they'd kind of look off into the sky for a minute, and they'd say, oh, yeah, Mary Jane, she liked to watch porno.
Porn, really?
Yep. Some women like to watch porno. You know, all women will watch porno, I say in the book. Some require more wine than others.
It's all about the Cabernet.
Yeah.
Okay, well, give me some of the other characteristics of women that, as you say, need sex.
Well, you know, some of them are pretty outrageous, and some of them are pretty obvious, I think. But I discovered women that carry vibrators in their purse.
You tell a story in the book about a vibrator in church. Can we say that one here? Go ahead.
Yeah. Girl's in church and her vibrator's in her purse and it goes off and it's vibrating and her friend thinks her phone's ringing.
That really happened?
Yeah, it really did happen. A girl told me that story.
If you find that, I think you found the home run, yes?
Yes, absolutely. And it's important to note that not all girls have all 27 traits.
Any other traits you want to hit us with while we're here?
Yeah, you know, one of the traits that I think is really interesting is that she likes to be naked.
Interesting. And I've dated chicks that are like that. That's funny you say that.
You know, because most women don't like to be naked.
Right,
they have a little scar, a little jiggle, a little bag of fat somewhere on their body.
They don't like their bodies.
They do not like their bodies. And when guys first hear that as one of the traits, they think, oh my God, I'm going to have sex all the time because I'm going to be visually stimulated.
Sure.
That's not what it's about at all. It's about her. She's confident. She's very in touch with her sexuality. And that's what leads to her being more of a sexual animal.
And while we're on that subject, you talk in the book about things women don't like in dating and things men don't like in the dating. And I think I love your answer. What is it?
When you talk to women about what they don't like about dating, they say, all men are liars. They're cheats. They've got baggage. Mm-hmm. They're needy. Yeah. And they blow their phone up.
Yeah.
And then when you talk to men about what they don't like about women, the men say, all women lie, they're cheaters, they have baggage, they're needy, and they blow their phone up.
It's the same answer. All right, you say in the book that women don't really say what they want. What do you mean by that?
Well, women say they all want this perfect guy that always smiles and always
the good guy.
Worships them. Yeah, he sends flowers and he's all mushy and gushy. And that's just not true. They want a bad boy. And of course, it's varying differences of a bad boy for different women.
Okay, what's a bad boy? What's he do?
Well, a bad boy has a lot of confidence. He's not afraid to step out. He knows how to get through an airport. He knows how to give a concierge $100 to cut a line, or a maitre d' $20 to get a table when there's a two-hour wait, because the average guy just won't do that.
That's the bad guy?
That's the bad guy.
So he just
because he's just confidence.
He skirts the rules a little bit.
Yeah, he's a little bit of a rebel. He skirts the rules. I like that.
Then what does a good guy do?
A good guy says, can I get you you some more water.
And that's irritating?
Yeah, it becomes irritating. They don't want somebody that worships them all the time.
Got it. Okay.
You know, my girlfriend always says she knows that there's girls out there that want to be with me. And I know that there's guys out there that want to be with her.
Sure.
And so every day we got to work at keeping each other happy.
On that topic, okay, you talk about the pedestal treatment. What is that?
Well, when I first started writing the book, I actually thought I was going to write a relationship book. And I figured out pretty quick nobody gives a crap about a relationship book. There's 20 of them released every single day. But I kind of had this theory about the pedestal treatment. And that is, if we get out of bed every morning and I say, what can I do to keep you for one more day? And she says, what can I do to keep you for one more day? And we do that every day, we're going to stay together a long time.
All right, before you get out of here, I got to ask, what do most women not get about men?
That men want sex. They think there's something wrong with their guy because he wants a lot of sex.
Well, we're wired that way.
We are wired that way, and they need to figure it out. You know, it's a taboo thing that the book talks about. I start the book by saying it's written from a man's perspective. And you know what? There's plenty of books written from a woman's perspective. Go get you one if you want it.
Okay, in the book, you have a section where you talk about where to meet people. And you talk about the bar, the internet. Where do people meet people these days? Good people.
I used to get just tickled because people say you can't meet somebody in a bar. And that's just such crap. We all go to bars. I don't even drink, but I go to bars. And you can meet a good person or a creep in a bar, in a grocery store, in a church, or at work. And then, of course, there's other people that say, well, they don't want to do the internet thing.
Well, what is wrong with internet dating? I don't get it.
Well, maybe it's my business mind, but I just think you got to put a lot of fish in the top of the funnel to get something out the bottom. And yeah, you're going to meet a lot of creeps and a lot of jerks. But you know what? Make every one of them a learning experience. But if you wait for the people you're going to meet, you're going to pass, you're going to see in church, in a bar, you're not going to put very many fish in the top of that funnel. And you're not going to have much to choose from. On the internet, the world gets a lot bigger.
So it's a numbers game.
It is a numbers game. It's all about more guys.
All right, Ron, in the book, you talk about the holy grail for guys. Tell us more about that list.
Well, what's every guy looking for?
Well, sex.
He's looking for sex. Good sex. Okay. This list of the 27 characteristics is supposed to help you find a woman that can give you enough sex.
All right, you say holy grail, which makes it sound very secretive. Is there anything sexy, secretive you can give us?
Well, the Holy Grail is the list of the 27 characteristics because it's what every man is looking for.
Well, give me some. Give me a little tidbit here.
Yeah, of course, we talked about some of those earlier, but like, she may not wear panties.
You found women in public that you asked them that question.
Absolutely.
And they were fine with answering it.
Now, absolutely.
That was because you were doing an interview, because you were writing a book, or?
Absolutely. And by the way, it's a great way to talk to women. But more often than not, I got them from men. The men would remember Mary Jane, you know, the crazy one they had in college. And what was different about her? She didn't wear panties.
What else?
The other thing about Mary Jane was she liked to go to the XXX store.
Really? Oh, I've had girlfriends like that.
And yeah, she wanted to go. She asked to go. And she wanted to buy something while you were there. You know, she didn't consider it just a nasty place.
Now, don't you find that, though, the case with women, once they're comfortable with you, they're not going to lead with that. Hey, babe, let's go to the XXX bookstore. They're going to say that once they trust you.
Absolutely. But if by the second or third or fourth date, you're having those kinds of conversations, you're learning these things about the women.
While we're on the number of dates, how many dates? What is the rule? How many dates till sex?
You know, everybody calls it a four-date rule, and I think it's different for every man and every woman. I will say that I think if you have sex on the first date, you're probably not going to have a meaningful relationship.
Really?
Yeah, I think it's really important to note that this girl we're talking about, the 1 in 5 girl, she may be naughty, but she's not a slut, and she's what every guy is looking for. She's a freak in the sheets and a lady in the street.
So she's going to give me hints on the first date that we're going to have crazy times on the fourth date.
Maybe so. Or certainly by the second or the third date, you're going to know.
Before we get off the topic of the Holy Grail anymore, you want to give us a little...
Well, of course, there's 27 of them, and we could talk about them all day long. Yeah. Every guy wants to talk about them, but she might like to have photos taken.
Oh, yeah.
You know, boudoir pictures, naughty pictures, maybe real naughty pictures. Of course, all men love that.
Also in the book, you say men aren't getting enough sex or crazy sex. Now, what do women say about that topic?
Well, it was just funny. Almost all the men you interview say they're not getting enough sex.
Yeah.
And all the women you interview say they're providing more sex than is required.
So there's a disconnect there.
Oh, there's a huge disconnect. And even that's part of the kind of the basis of the book.
So the book is something men and women could read together in a relationship to better things.
Absolutely. A man can use it to find a better woman. A woman can read it to make herself a better woman. Yeah. And those in a relationship should read it and then have an open dialogue about what they can do to meet each other's needs.
All right, let's cut to the chase here, Ron. We all know what guys like in the bedroom. Why is it women, for the most part, don't like to do that?
Well, it's because women get focused on the act instead of pleasing their man. And that applies to just about anything a little bit out there in the sexual world. You know, if it's a little bit racy and you get focused on the act rather than doing it because you're pleasing somebody, then you may not like doing it.
So you're saying women should just get over it then? I mean, just get over it and enjoy it?
I don't think it's quite that simple, because the 1 in 5 women doesn't need to get over it. She's already over it. She's about pleasing you. And if you want that or that or this, she's going to do it for you because she wants you to please her too. And she's probably going to have some things that are out there.
Oh, she'll have a list.
Yeah, she'll have her own list. And we're going to please each other, and that's okay.
So you're saying when you start a relationship, you really should hit off on a sexual note, because that's really one thing that's going to carry you from start to finish.
Well, for the man, because men like sex.
But women want to be connected sexually. They want to have that emotional thing. Tell me about that.
Well, you know, men don't necessarily need as much of that emotional thing. And that's, no. And I don't want to downplay it, because if there's a big emotional connection, it's going to be better. There's no doubt about
it. Yeah, of course.
But men need less of that than women, generally speaking. Women that need that big emotional commitment are not in this 1 in 5. Because remember, the woman we're talking about here, that the list identifies, needs sex. She's more like a man.
How does a guy like you do this research that comes into the book? Where does this all come from?
Well, you know, I'm just a business guy, and I think I like to think that I applied my business acumen, and I was single, and I started having all these questions, so I started interviewing people, and first thing you know, there was a concept for a book there, and a lot of cool stuff came out.
And you must have learned a lot of interesting things.
I did, and I met a lot of interesting people.
And again, you met these people, you just walk up on the street and talk to them in a bar or in a club or wherever.
Tell them you're writing a book, and it's about sex, and the women want to talk, and the men want to talk. And you wouldn't believe some of the things that people said to me. They're not in the book. They're so outrageous. People will tell you just about anything if you ask them.
And I checked out your Facebook page. How in the world did you get 31,000 plus likes? I mean, where did you get that much traction on this book so soon?
Well, I can't believe you're asking me about that. The book's about sex.
Well, that's true.
Yeah, it's not hard to get people excited about sex.
And you got some controversial comments on your Facebook, too. Not everybody's down with your title.
Yeah, we had a lot of controversial comments. We eliminate them if they're just too controversial. Mm-hmm. But people like talking about sex, and they say some pretty outrageous things there on the Facebook page.
And it's facebook.com/...
Men Are Pigs.
And I noticed in the back of the book, rehab tokens. Now, anyone that's ever been in a 12-step program understands rehab tokens, but you have these in a book about sex. How's that? How's that work?
Well, I wanted the book to be actionable. I wanted you to read the book and then think about, what can I do to make this better, make my sex life better, make my relationship better, make my dating better. So the tokens are there in the back. There's one page for men and one page for women, and you're going to carry those in your pocket and rub them with your thumb. They're going to remind you that you need to be starting more sex or sending more flowers.
Well, what do they say? What does one of the tokens say, for instance?
For the men, it says, send more flowers. For the women, it says, start sex tonight.
I love this as an idea. And you carry them in your pocket?
You got to have to think about them every time you take your coins out during the day.
Okay, so from a woman's perspective, isn't just giving a guy sex when he asks for it specifically, isn't that just going to be enough?
No, absolutely not.
Why not?
Well, and you know, we all feel better. Even the women admit that they feel better after they have sex.
Well, sure.
And men feel better after they have sex.
Endorphins and a whole
So it
energy.
Makes sense that if we could have more sex, things would be better.
Sure.
But if only half of us start the sex, then we're going to have sex half as much as we could have had it.
So the woman needs to initiate sex as often?
Absolutely. And by the way, I won't want it every time she wants, so there's going to be a few no's in there. And she won't want it every time I want it. But if we both ask for it, we're going to have more sex.
It's time.
And it's going to be better.
And otherwise, she just gets a back rub, and it's a win-win.
Yeah, it's good for everybody.
And you talk about pretty girl syndrome, and I think we've all met this chick.
Yeah, this girl, her boobs are so big, she thinks she's going to get everything she wants out of
she
life.
She has a lot of times.
Just because
bars.
She's pretty, or just because her boobs are big. And it's just not enough.
She's
it's not enough to build that correct relationship. You know, not all girls that are pretty have pretty girl syndrome.
Okay.
There are pretty girls out there that don't have pretty girl syndrome. And when you see a guy that's not that attractive, you know, kind of like me or you.
Hey.
Oh, well,
easy,
whatever,
easy
you know.
Boss.
That's with some hot chick. We know that you're really taking care of her, and she's probably a really good woman.
You are awesome, man. Ron Sturgeon, the book is Men Are Pigs, and that's a good thing. Where can we get this?
Menarepigsbook.com. And God bless us. Let's have more sex.